And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Stephanie Rissler. Lori Walsh is off today. As kids are preparing their summer breaks and what that may look like in their own minds, the adults that care for them are shaping their own thoughts. In the current world, technology has taken over almost all that we do. It dictates our everyday life. Tricia Bates is a family life educator. She joins us today from SDPB's Kirby Family Studio in downtown Sioux Falls. She's with us to discuss the importance of children getting outside to play rather than sitting in front of a screen of sorts. Tricia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That is true. Summer is almost here. I think my kids ran out of their school, about 10 minutes ago to start their summer break. So let's talk about this. Kids are going to be going home, doing their thing. They are going to be increasing their screen time. But when we talk about screen time, what does this mean? What devices are we talking about?
Yeah, screen time includes any kind of time in front of the TV, in front of the phone, on the iPads, on the tablets, any kind of time in front of any type of screen.
Anything. All right. Now, we've all seen the news. We know that too much screen time is bad for all of us, but there are definitely some specific things or ways that too much screen time can impact our children. I want you to go over some of the harmful things that we need to consider and how this is impacting our kids when they have too much screen time.
Yeah, some of the problems with too much screen time, especially in infants and young children, can be vision problems. Tracking a one-dimensional object like that doesn't allow for eye development. It's really important for them to be using hands-on equipment and toys. It also can affect their language, cause delays in language development because they're not getting that interaction face-to-face with adults. It can cause sleep problems in older children. They should never have a screen in the bedroom. All screens should be left outside of the bedroom at night, even for teenagers, having them leave their cell phone in a, you know, some people call it like the phone basket.
That's
at night is important because that lack of sleep can lead to depression in a lot of kids. So we really want to keep those screens outside of the bedroom.
Absolutely.
There's also a problem with kids becoming addicted to their screens and having attention and focus problems and not getting outside enough, which can lead to health problems and obesity.
Okay. Well, when I was looking through some of the information to kind of get prepared for today's program, some of the things that caught my eye, an eating disorder. Are we seeing more eating disorders with kids that are having too much screen time?
Yeah. You know, I haven't done a lot of research on that, but I think that anytime you're spending too much time on that screen and not using those muscles and being outside and getting all of those gross motor activities, I think that can always lead to a problem with, you know, eating and exercise.
Which could lead to a higher likelihood of obesity, which is one of the things that I came across.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about screen time, how much is too much? And is it dependent on age?
Yeah, it does depend on age. The American Academy of Pediatrics, they recommend no TV under no screen time at all under 18 months. 18 months to six, an hour or less a day. And then, you know, for school agers, it's really up to the parents, but to make sure that it's high quality educational screen time, you know, that you're really monitoring what they're doing on those screens for school age children.
Okay. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but when you talk about educational sites or places to go, are there some examples that you give to parents that are good sites to have kids on?
Well, I know in the school districts, a lot of the time there are apps that the school will, you know, send home for the parents to use at home for free. My son does that at his school. And so a lot of time those will be like math and reading games. Just making sure that you are really engaging in that and knowing what they're on, you know, not just letting them be the director of their own online time and making sure that you know what kind of safety protocols are in place. You know, you want to make sure you are setting passwords and stuff like that, and that you know what it's important to be involved in what they're doing online and on tablets and screens.
When you talk about the time limits and the age, where did those come from? Is that a study that was done?
No, that's the American Academy of Pediatricians.
Okay. So let's talk about some ideas. Parents are listening, and their kids could be home any minute to enjoy summer with them, and they're thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to put little Sally or little Joe on an iPhone or in front of a TV. What are some things that they can do? Let's go over some ideas.
Yeah, well, so on a day like today, if the weather where you're at is similar to it is here and it's raining, some good ideas would be maybe an indoor obstacle course, having a dance party, keeping a balloon in the air, kind of using those muscles to keep that balloon up. You could bake something together. That's always a really good way for parents to spend time with their kids. You know, you're using math, you're having that bonded time. And then on nicer days, which we hopefully will have soon, I'd recommend, you know, getting outside, you know, going for walks as a family, taking advantage of public swimming pools or bike trails, hiking, hula hoops, bubbles, all of those fun outside activities now that the weather is getting nicer, and giving your kids ideas so that they sometimes that's a big part of it is they need, you know, they'll be like, oh, I'm bored. If you give them an opportunity to be like, well, let's go play this outdoor activity, or I got you some new sidewalk chalk. Let's go see what we can do with that. That can help them be inspired to want to spend time outdoors.
Okay. As the kids get older, from experience, it is harder to entertain them. Sometimes it's harder to get them outside. Some communities have lots of activities. Some do not. Are there websites where people can go to, whether, you know, in Sioux Falls or Rapid City or anywhere, where we can find different things going on within our own communities that, you know, maybe some of our older kids can take part in?
I know that the outdoor campus in Sioux Falls, they have a lot of opportunities for school-age children during the summer that are actually free or very low cost, and they have archery, you know, like bug camps, all kinds of things like that, you know, fishing, those kind of outdoor activities. So that would be a good place to look. You can register for all of those online. I would say, you know, the zoo has a lot of camps and stuff for families in this area. Pretty much any of those, you know, the pavilion, all of those places in this area will have a lot of summer activities for children.
Right. Now, earlier you talked about at nighttime. Let's, you know, take those electronic devices, remove them from the bedroom. Our location is called the kitchen counter. That's where they all go. But in terms of the summertime, do you think TVs and other electronic devices, should we leave them in the room in the summertime? Should we take them out? You know, what's your advice there?
My recommendation would be not in the bedroom, just because if they're in the bedroom, there's no way to be 100% sure how much they're using them. I think that it's better to do it as a family, and so that you're kind of aware of what they're doing and what they're doing on their computers, their phones, what they're watching.
Okay. I want to talk about rules for screen time, because as I visit with other parents, some parents have rules, some don't. Some parents aren't sure. Some parents admit it's a nice tool to give a child maybe on a long trip. So when you start talking about rules and screen time, give us some guidelines that you have shared with parents.
I think it's just really important to set firm rules in your home, you know, whatever you decide as a family that is an appropriate amount of time, and just really sticking to them. You know, remind your kids that screen time is a privilege. It's not a right. You know, you can always take that away. I do think that there are times when it's okay to you know, break away from those. They're not rigid rules. I mean, if you are taking a, you know, a 5-hour trip, then I think that having a little more screen time in the car is understandable in those kind of situations. But just making sure that you set a screen time, that you talk about it with your kids, that you come up with an amount that you think is fair and appropriate and that works for your family.
Okay, because it does set a healthy routine. Maybe go by the guidelines. The 1 hour of screen time might be kind of a good place to start. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit and talk about computer gaming. More and more of today's youth, they are going, you know, they're playing these games on their computers and, you know, they're talking to each other. How big of an issue have you heard this has become in terms of kids sitting in front of that computer?
Yeah, I think that that can definitely cause some problems. First of all, just that they're missing out on, you know, active play, that they're not getting out and using, you know, getting outside and using that physical activity time. I also think it's a safety concern, so that parents really need to be careful of that because, you know, who are they talking to online? What are they, what kind of information are they putting out there online? I know that that's something we discuss in a Home Alone class we teach, is that making sure that kids know how to be safe and what their parents are okay with them telling other people online, because that can be a really big safety concern. You don't want some stranger knowing your address and all these things.
Yeah, something to keep track of. How often should parents take a look at their child's cell phone or iPod, or maybe pop in and see what kind of game they're playing? Is that something, you know, parents need to do on a regular basis, maybe once a week? Is there a suggested time?
I would just say just checking on it, you know, pretty regularly, and making sure that you have your child's passwords to all of those, you know, all of those tech devices, so that you're able to kind of know what they're doing and who they're talking to.
Okay. And in terms of cell phones, we are seeing kids much younger getting cell phones today. And I don't know that there's an age that's a good age, but when parents ask you, you know, when is a good age for to get my child a cell phone? Is there an age?
I wouldn't say that there's an age. I'd say it depends on the maturity of your child. And also if they're being left home alone, then it might be something that they need just for a safety kind of thing. But there are, I mean, you still can get not smartphones. So, I mean, that's always an option so that they're not online and stuff. But just really, I think it's really up to the parents. They kind of have to decide if their kid's ready. I don't think you can really set an age on it, but I think it depends on your family situation. If they are staying home for short periods of time, then, you know, you may want them to have a cell phone in case of an emergency.
You know, and I suppose as a parent, if you're checking in, keeping those passwords handy and all of the political, you know, parental controls, it keeps that line of communication open for these kids throughout the summer. Parents know what's going on these devices. Kids know that mom and dad knows what's going on. And that in itself creates a healthy routine. Are you seeing kind of that pattern play out?
Yeah, and I think that that's really a good way for children to use cell phones, is definitely to keep in contact with their parents in the summer. And, you know, that helps parents, you know, that peace of mind when their kids are home alone during the summer.
As summer hopefully rapidly hits all of us here, we're hoping the Memorial Day weekend will warm up. Parents are going to start thinking about these things and wondering, you know, what to do, what those timelines are, what the age is per timeline. Is there a place where parents can go? Is there a website through Avera or any type of a class or brochure where you can direct parents to get more information, maybe some frequently asked questions?
Yeah, on our Avera.org site, we do have some information on the family education part about technology and kids. Also, the American Academy of Pediatrics, they always have pretty good recommendations on technology and, you know, how much is too much and what appropriate ages and guidelines are for that.
Now, we talked about some of the effects that too much screen time can have on our kids. We had a question come in wondering, do we know yet if too much screen time also impacts adults the same way?
You know, I would say from what I have kind of read and stuff and just observed in my own personal life, as adults, you know, a lot of us tend to be addicted to our screens too. And so I can say that that definitely would affect our sleep and some of those things. I think that's a big thing too for parents to remember to monitor their own screen time, because your children are going to watch you. And if you're on your phone, you know, during dinner time, then it's going to be hard for them to not emulate that. And so I think that would be a big thing, you know, self-monitoring your screen time.
Absolutely. We as parents set the tone. Tricia Bates is a family life educator with Avera. Thanks for being with us today, Tricia.
Thank you.